At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of the Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
There are things in life that are okay to cheap out on, but your car battery is not one of them. And that's because you never know what a cheap battery could cost you. Like, say, Paul's going to see the Holy Triumphant Rush in concert, or reunion show. It's impossible right now, but that's certainly something you wouldn't want to miss because your car won't start. That's why you need Interstate Batteries, America's number one replacement battery. And the brand Autotechs prefer three times more than any other brand. Get a battery test today. Find your closest dealer at InterstateBatteries.com. That's Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Dan Patrick.
Season's greetings from all of us at the Dan Patrick Show.
Only the best people work on the holidays.
Dan and the Danettes are off.
This is what we do for the holidays.
But the Dan Patrick Show continues straight on into 2020.
Who here has their house decorated?
Yeah, we got all kinds of special things that we have, like, around the door. And
can you bring in a picture?
Flakes. Yeah, I can take a picture.
Yeah,
he brings in a company to decorate his house for Christmas.
I think I'm less lazy, more just I just know my limitations and I can't.
You can't hang something of it, another man can.
That's correct.
But the playoffs are approaching, and college bowl season is here. From the Mercedes-Benz Studios in Los Angeles, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Hour number three here on the Dan Patrick Show. Ladies and gentlemen, filling in for Dan Patrick today, working hard for our money on the holiday, Ryan Hollins, former NBA center, former UCLA center. And myself, Jason McIntyre. We are back having fun, plowing through the first 2 hours here on the show, and we've only got one more left, which doesn't feel like enough given how much we disagree on the topic we're about to dive into. LeBron James, King James, goes down. Bad collapse by the Lakers, Ryan. They were up 7 with about 7 minutes left, and the Clippers did some lockdown defense. Lakers struggled to score, and Ryan Hollins said one of their big problems last hour is, what is LeBron's go-to move? Ryan Hollins, do you want to run that back and try it again, give it another shot? What is LeBron's go-to move besides load management going forward?
Kareem had the sky hook. Harden has a step back.
What did Magic Johnson
Kawhi has the pull up.
What did Steph Curry have? What does Steph Curry have? Kevin Durant.
3-point shot. KD is going to put the ball in his left hand and pull up. Left hand pull up. Lefty pull up. When you think of great closers, you think of go-to moves. And what's tough is that LeBron James in times, it's kind of like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get when it comes to go-to moves or finishing at the end.
Because he's so skilled and diverse. He has so many. He's got such a deep, deep bag full of tricks.
But that doesn't work. And when we're talking about a level, because Jason, forgive me if I'm wrong, the expectations for the Lakers are an NBA championship, correct?
100%.
They're not kind of like conference finals, like runner-up, second-round exit, best record in the league. That's not a goal for the Lakers. The goal ultimately is a championship. And LeBron and Anthony Davis both do not have go-to moves. What do I mean? When you are playing against a formidable defender, somebody your size or skill level who has the experience, what shot are you going to take? When we look on the side of the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard is going to go through go through his legs. He's going to dribble. He's going to put his shoulder into your chest, and he's going to pull up and hit a jump shot over you. Sometimes a mid-range, sometimes a three. More than likely a mid-range when the money's on the line. Paul George has at least a sidestep to the left, step-back jumper that he will take in big moments. LeBron James doesn't have, a move. Jason, we were just talking during the break. You get an ideal situation. Patrick Beverley, 7 to 8 inches smaller than LeBron James, is on him. Now, ideally, you want 2 instead of 3 in this situation, but LeBron needs a 3. This could have been Kawhi Leonard guarding him. This could have been Paul George in a perfect situation for Dak Rivers and the Clippers. But it's Patrick Beverley, and LeBron James didn't get a shot off. Now, LeBron James, arguably, you can argue this, is the best player in the world at moments. And no one can take away that he does not have the potential. Maybe he hasn't shown it game to game. Anthony Davis may have been better in spurts. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid the other night. But ultimately, you expect a guy of the caliber of LeBron James to have a go-to move and at least get a shot off in those situations. Now, we know LeBron is hampered with injuries. But in that situation, he's got to get a look at the basket. He's, I'm sure, frustrated. He's upset at himself. But LeBron James has to have a move in which works. And we've seen him struggle in situations. You're going to see the Iguodalas guarding him. Remember in the playoffs, LeBron James dribbles to the left wing and fires up a fadeaway three-pointer. That is not going to work. It's you don't know what you're going to get, and that's a problem for the Lakers and LeBron James in these tight games. Jason, you had this crazy look on your face. What are you thinking, brother?
So LeBron doesn't need a go-to move because he has so many. You get him going downhill, nobody in the league can stop LeBron. Now they'll collapse on him and make him kick, and then it becomes, is Kuzma making his shots? Is KCP making his? Is Alex Caruso making his? You like that? Caruso? Is he making his? And I would be more concerned with Anthony Davis not having a go-to move. And Ryan, listen, you are a big center, okay? 7-footer, back-to-the-basket guy. Anthony Davis, so skilled. We had Doug Gottlieb on earlier joking that Joel Embiid, well, he was serious. Joel Embiid is more talented than Anthony Davis. I totally disagree. But in the post, Embiid probably a little more skilled with the footwork. Why does Anthony Davis consistently fade away on a 12-footer when he's being guarded by Montrezl Harrell?
Well,
he's like 6'8".
Anthony Davis has an incredible touch. So at that moment in the game, which what looked like a tough shot, that's a shot in which the Lakers, when they were streaking, when they were winning, he had hit at a high rate. Now, it's not about Anthony Davis when we're talking about closing. Why? How many times have we dropped the ball into the post with the game on the line and seen a guy go get a bucket? If you're going to score.
Well, wait a sec. Wait. You may not see that as much anymore.
What do you mean as much? How often? When's the last time? Name the last guy.
The game has changed. The game has become a three-point shooting game.
Listen, you're hearing it from a five-man. The post is not as effective on the wing for one reason. One, I can double-team you. And two, as a defender, I can put my hands on you. I can't put my hands on your pull-up jump shot. I cannot. So if you're going to close out a game, for right now at least, it's going to have to be working off the elbow or off the top of the key.
But that's now in the playoffs is what we care about, right? And it's going to be half-court grind.
We're talking last 2 minutes of a ball game, championship level. We're not talking regular season.
I want Anthony Davis getting me two or going to foul.
You're not getting it because I can put my hands on you as a defender.
Fine, put your hands on him. He's a good free throw shooter. He's 70%.
He's not going to hit that shot. Joel Embiid is the best big that we have in the NBA today. Maybe you can argue that with AD. If you consider Giannis a big, I consider him more of a hybrid type of wing.
85% on the foul line. I want Anthony Davis on the block.
You're not getting to the foul line.
Then the Lakers are going to be in trouble.
You're not going to do that.
Who's your shooter? You want Anthony Davis on the block, or do you trust a contested three or a good look three jump shot from KCP or Danny Green?
Neither. The Lakers have to find a way to get LeBron James on an elbow, and he's got to be able to hit a step back jumper. He's got to play down.
He's going to be guarded by Kawhi Leonard, one of the best defenders
in
the
league. And a guy his size, he's going to have to be able to get a shot off. Because guess what? If LeBron James is guarding Kawhi Leonard, can Kawhi get his shot off? Heck yeah.
Well, Kawhi's 28, LeBron's 35 in a couple days.
You got more excuses right now.
These aren't excuses, these are facts.
That's an excuse. The game should be slowing down. Paul Pierce can come out with one knee because it's his go-to move and hit a step back off the elbow right now with somebody guarding him, or at least get a shot off right now. Oh. Because Paul Pierce has and had a go-to move.
Kawhi's guarding him.
Let me go back to another statement that you said. You said you like to just see LeBron James get downhill. Jason, I'm saying this from experience. When a game gets to that point, everybody's defensive antennas are at a high red alert. 10 out of 10, 11 out of 11, everybody's ready to play. Mm-hmm. You're not getting into the paint with the game on the line.
Okay, timeout.
I want to hear what you got to say. When you drive the basketball, you're not getting those fouls called. And if you look historically, there was one time that LeBron James got to the paint and kicked out and missed, and he hit Kyle Korver, and Korver misses. And LeBron was scrutinized for that. I would not.
Michael Jordan passed to Paxson. He made a shot. Michael Jordan passed to Kerr. He made his shot. LeBron yesterday passed to KCP. He missed a shot.
So in history, this happened two times?
Why is
KCP on the floor?
That's a good question. Now, that's a legitimate question.
I love KCP, but I'm not closing with KCP.
Vogel trusts him. The only story I've heard is Vogel trusts KCP more defensively right now than Rondo, then Avery Bradley, because Avery Bradley's coming off the injury. I like Avery Bradley a lot.
I played with Avery and had a deep playoff run with Avery.
In Boston.
And I know he would have hit that shot. So it has to be a real injury type of circumstance or Frank Vogel. That's the one mistake that Vogel's making, because he is doing a standout job this year.
December, and this is the time to tinker, okay? Avery Bradley last night, 17 minutes. That's it. KCP, 29 minutes. So maybe Avery Bradley's on a minutes restriction. We have a Lakers guest who covers the team coming up in about 10 minutes who we'll talk to. Yeah, Avery Bradley's probably on a minutes restriction. Since he's been back, he missed about a month. He hasn't played more than 24 minutes in a game. He's been up and down. He's shooting 33% from the field since his return from injury, and Avery Bradley is shooting 16% on threes since returning from the injury. So, now early in the season, he was still only 30%, 26%. So, will Avery Bradley make that shot?
Avery hit a big shot.
I like him, and I trust him.
There's something, Jason, obviously we can point to stats, we can look all around, and we would always know this in the locker rooms. I remember from playing in Boston and Dallas, and different guys show up for the playoffs.
Yes.
Certain guys will hit big shots.
Playoff Rondo is a thing.
Playoff Rondo is a thing. I would trust Rondo with the last second shot and definitely even Avery Bradley more in the corner. See, Avery Bradley's shot is a corner shot. And with the game on the line, he's been there before. He's done it. There's something to say about guys with experience. I would trust them. Even Kuzma showing that he will actually take and make a big shot if it's an open shot. As we alluded to earlier, the Lakers just really struggle with, one, guys who can create their own shot, create offense, put the ball on the deck.
That's the
issue. And then if we're going to talk star-wise.
Who can put the ball on the deck for the Lakers? LeBron and Kuzma, pretty much.
Kuzma. LeBron and Rondo. No, heck no. He ain't got no handle. He's a wide open three, triple threat guy, or catch and rip to the rim, and maybe he'll give you a one dribble pull up. You know, that's a very makeable shot. But you don't want to say, hey Kuz, here's the ball, now go get busy. That's where
against backups, not against Paul George or Kawhi Leonard.
No, against the
second unit, yeah, Kuzma, sure.
Let
me just point out. KCP is actually hitting a career best 39% from threes this year. It's a limited sample size, only 31 games. But this is a guy who averaged 14 a game in Detroit. He was a top 10 pick, probably overdrafted. But 39% from three. He gets an open look from LeBron late in the game. They're down four or down three or four. He makes that shot. We're not complaining and hanging it on KCP and saying LeBron, blah, blah, blah. Make or miss league, Ryan. You played in it for 10 years.
Well, Jason, keep in mind also, there's more than just that one shot. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Lakers were up by 15 or 17 points. There are a number of defensive breakdowns, lapses in communication. As you brought out greatly earlier, they don't really know who their closing lineup is. They don't know what they're going to do down the stretch. And you have to, as you see it, credit the Clippers. Because the Clippers can come at you so many different ways. It's Kawhi Leonard on the elbow. Okay, we lock up Kawhi Leonard. Your second best player has to guard. You got to have another defender who can guard Paul George. Oh, Paul George isn't doing well. Well, heck, you got to have someone guarding Lou Williams coming downhill. Well, guess what? Lakers did an excellent job trapping Kawhi Leonard and Paul George in pick and rolls. Now Montrezl Harrell gets an open dunk at the rim.
Yeah.
So the one thing the Clippers do is they can catch you in so many different ways. The NBA has turned into a game of matchups. The Clippers right now have matchup nightmares across the board.
Maybe.
You can't put a weak link out there because as you look at the Lakers, they're a little more traditional. They got centers.
Yep.
They got forwards. They got guards.
They got three centers. Do the Clippers have any?
And the Clippers have
Zubac, I guess.
There's a bunch of the same guys. They've taken that Golden State mold.
Yep, they're going with the wings.
Now, most Toronto, and there's a number of wings, but you can do that when you have guys like Kawhi and Paul George.
We'll do rapid fire, yes, no. Should LeBron play another back-to-back this regular season?
Yes, he should play another one.
What?
He should just play. I mean, I'm not saying all of them, but you said, he should just skip them all.
Well, Kawhi Leonard is skipping them all.
I'm not mad at that.
Wait a minute. Kawhi should skip back-to-backs, but LeBron should not.
I took it as a more of an all or nothing.
Kawhi has not played a back-to-back, I think, in 2 years.
You can't compare a guy who has a degenerative knee injury to a guy who doesn't.
Give me a break.
No.
LeBron is 35 in five
not
days.
Not everyone's built like LeBron, though, Jason.
I don't mind LeBron taking some games off. You just said like all. I'm like, no, he doesn't need to sit out all of them. I don't mind him taking the games off.
Okay. Next rapid-fire question. Do you trust the Milwaukee Bucks in the playoffs? Yes or no?
Yes.
Are the Milwaukee Bucks coming out of the East? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Who's the second best player on the Milwaukee Bucks right now?
Eric Bledsoe, who sat out.
What? Oh, my gosh. Did you see the playoffs last year? He wasn't their second or third. I don't even know if he's the fourth best.
He struggled last year.
You know who their
year.
Second best was? Malcolm Brogdon. He's now in Indiana.
I would almost say George Hill. George Hill was
George
killing
Hill
in the playoffs.
Yeah. So, you just
really
said Eric
good.
Bledsoe, and you trust this team.
A lot of Chris Middleton slander going on.
Yeah, here comes the Chris Middleton.
I apologize, Middleton.
I've done this.
My bad. Only an all-star.
Chris Middleton, an all-star.
Only an all-star.
Against the Raptors, when the Bucks choked up 2-0, Chris Middleton for the series averaged 13 a game. That's KCP-ish. shot 41% from the field, 34 from three. Doesn't get to the foul line a lot. Chris Middleton ain't a number two.
I felt they should have ran offense.
I felt
like they should have ran offense through.
Through Chris Middleton?
Through Chris Middleton.
Are you drunk? Chris Middleton
running. Ran offense.
Listen, it's
Chris
fine
Middleton
to do
more.
That in December, January. Good luck in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, they should have ran through more.
So you trust the Bucks? I'm so shocked.
No, very
who
much
are the
so.
Bucks beating in the conference finals?
I like Philly. I like Philly. I think Philly made a big statement. Who else?
The Boston Celtics are coming out of the East.
No, they're interior. They don't have the interior to match up.
You just told me it's a wing league, Ryan Hollins.
It is, but you got to have enough. They don't even have enough. Who, Daniel Tice is going to guard Embiid or Giannis? That's an ugly matchup when it gets down to it.
They got Jason Tatum.
No.
Jordan Hayward.
No.
Jaylen Brown.
No. Who guards Giannis and Embiid?
Who's the closer on the Bucks?
Listen,
Giannis. What's his go-to move?
They don't have another closer.
They don't have anything.
They don't have. Listen,
they got the best record in the league.
Hey, the world knows how I feel about Giannis in closing games.
Oh wait! Tell the world right now. I don't know. Is he a closer?
I predicted last year that they would not make it because Giannis is not a closer, and he's going to struggle because you can't go rim, rim, rim.
Hold on, Gavin, listen to what I'm saying.
I said this on a national level, but now I look around. There's no Kawhi Leonard. There's no LeBron James. I don't think there's even another closer there to out-unclose him.
All right, so we have a Lakers beat writer coming up as a guest, but I just want to recap Ryan Hollins. This is a phenomenal 20 minutes, okay? He just said LeBron does not have a go-to move and Giannis is not a closer. Two of the best guys in the league. And you're just like, putting him out there, doesn't have a go-to move, LeBron, arguably, who you also say is the greatest player in NBA history. And now Giannis is not a closer, which I agree with. But my gosh, then who's good in this league?
I like how you just take the degrees of what I say. You know what? We don't want to talk about context, Jason McIntyre.
Okay, fine. Let me
do you
ask
want context
final
or do you just
yes
want
no
these
questions.
Empty statements? You're yes or no, man.
Listen, we're in a yes or no black and white world.
Let's go.
There are shades of gray. Final question. Well,
you're kind of brown. You're in between.
I am. That's why I like shades of gray.
You're racially ambiguous. Like, we don't know what. Whatever. Like, we don't know what you are.
He's a Pacific Islander.
Who
right?
is
Nobody
a,
knows what Jason McIntyre is.
Actually, not Pacific, but yeah. Oh. All right, Ryan Hollins, final question.
He's a black guy. He's a black guy. He's Spanish.
Who is the MVP of the NBA at this juncture right now? And if you say one guy, it's not going to go well. Who's the MVP of the league right now?
Man, if you got to stick me to it, and he looked horrible yesterday, but I would say Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Really?
Man, if I have to stick to it, it's just he's – I don't put a lot of weight on the regular season. I would say – because he plays so hard, bro.
Yeah,
he plays hard.
He does. We'll see what happens.
And Harden has been good, but with Westbrook, he's kind of relinquished a little bit to Westbrook. It wasn't the same efforts as last year.
Coming up next year on the Dan Patrick Show, she covers the Lakers beat writer, Tania Ganguly. She's as plugged in as anybody. We'll get the latest on LeBron's injury, his potential load management, all that coming up next. Dan Patrick Show. Back after this.
If you purchase supplies for a business, you know it's nearly impossible to find everything you need in one place. And that's why there's Zorro.com, where the number one goal is to make your life easier. Zorro.com, that's Zorro.com, is where you'll find everything you need for your businesses of any size and almost any industry. Zorro.com has tools and equipment, safety and office supplies, cleaning supplies, and more. Zorro has tons of stuff for industries like electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing, and more. You'll find brands you know and trust like Stanley, 3M, Milwaukee, Schneider, and Rubbermaid, just to name a few. Zorro.com offers amazing customer service from real people based in the United States. You'll also enjoy fast, free shipping of orders of $50 or more. Even if you don't have a business to shop for, you can still find lots of great items at Zorro.com. Visit Zorro.com/Dan to sign up for a Z-mail and get 15% off your first order. That's Zorro.com/Dan. Sign up for the Z-mail and get 15% off your first order.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to
a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Back here on the Dan Patrick Show. We're back. Can't get rid of us. He's Ryan Hollins. I'm Jason McIntyre. In for Dan and the Danettes. Really, really fun show today so far. A lot of Lakers, a lot of Clippers, some disagreement. You never want to overreact to NBA games in December, Ryan Hollins.
Why not? So, I'm overreacting.
Of course you are. Let's get the perspective of someone who was in the building. I didn't go to the game, did you?
No, I did not.
Man, I got to hang with the fam on Christmas. We missed a good one, though. But she's a regular guest on my Saturday radio show. She covers the Lakers for the LA Times. Tania Ganguly joining the show. Tania, good morning. A belated Merry Christmas. And did you have fun last night?
Yeah, it was a great game. I mean, both of those Lakers-Clippers games have really lived up to the billing.
Yeah, except for the Lakers not being able to close.
Well, the game's been fun.
Yes, the games have been phenomenal. So, Tania, I'm here with Ryan Hollins filling in for Dan Patrick. And I want to get started. The LeBron injury, you know, he missed the Denver game. He obviously wasn't himself last night, 2 of 12 from 3. Just started 0 for 7 and didn't really get into it. How much of it was the injury? And I'm going to be honest with you. Kawhi not playing back-to-backs. Now this LeBron injury, he was hurt last Christmas. Where are we and where are we headed forward, looking ahead?
Yeah, there are some loose ends with this because there's no two injuries that we're talking about. The Lakers have talked about a back injury. That's what he was on the injury report with when he missed the game on Sunday. And then LeBron yesterday told us that there's a groin injury that he's been dealing with that's on the other side from last year's injury. So it's a different injury from that. So I think like that's it's still a little bit unclear. He clearly wasn't moving great last night, you know, and I do have some questions about how much that had to do with the injury. But, you know, he's a guy that he believes in the importance of his, you know, like what he does for the league, if that makes sense. So I think Christmas Day was a game that he really wanted to play in. And I could see him sitting out a few games after this just to get fully healthy.
Wow, good stuff. How you doing, Tanya?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Tanya, how much of a concern is it for the Lakers dropping this game? I think they were up 15 or 17 points. Were their frustrations boiling over in the locker room? What was that scene like?
You know, it's not there yet, but one thing that really stuck out to me was Danny Green. Danny Green really took this game so hard. He felt like the loss was on him. It's kind of emotion that I haven't seen that much in that locker room this year, mostly because most of the games I've covered have been wins. But Danny was kind of, you know, he had those two late fouls against Kawhi that helped the Clippers build themselves a cushion that ultimately, you know, was the difference in the game. And Danny was just really broken up about it. And, you know, he just felt like he just changed the momentum of the game. But, you know, like I think that there are seeds of frustration creeping in. This is a big game for them. They really wanted to win it. But they're probably being reminded by their coach that there's more to this. I did see a little bit of bite in Frank Vogel last night that you don't normally see. And I think that they're really trying to make sure that internally they don't overreact to this and they understand that they've played four really good teams in a row, but that they also know that they're going to have to beat those kinds of teams if they want to do what they want this season, which is win a championship.
Tania, I'm very curious here. You know, again, they're 24-7. No need to panic. But when you look at what Kawhi Leonard has done against them twice, in the opener he went for 30, shot over 50%, got to the line when he wanted, and then yesterday, 35 points, over 50% shooting, perfect on free throws. Listen, they don't have anyone to guard him. Is this a scenario where you think they're going to need to make a move to get stronger on the wing? And if not, what do you think the solution will be come fourth quarter in the conference finals when they're facing Kawhi Leonard in the fourth quarter?
I mean, you had the same conversation last night. Kawhi Leonard knocked down a three, and we were like, what do you do when Kawhi Leonard's doing that? And it was a contested three. Dwight Howard had a good, you know, was defending it well, and it didn't matter. And then you remember last week when Giannis made five threes, which he's not going to do every night, but, like, their scouting report says, let Giannis shoot threes. So this is an issue that, you know, I mean, these are, like, very high-level problems the Lakers have, but they are things that they have to address because you're right. You know, these are the teams they're going to have to get through. They're going to, if they want to get to the finals and play against the Bucks, probably, they're going to have to get through the Clippers most likely. And so I think that their defense definitely has some holes. I mean, they have been very strong on it most of the year, but I could see them addressing a few different things if they can on the trade market.
Tanya, I know it's tough to say, obviously, because of the loss to the Clippers, the losing streak, but you covered the team for the whole season. Is this Lakers team actually ahead of schedule or ahead of expectations so far this part of the season?
Yeah, I think that these last, because their losses have been clumped together, and I remember, I think, Jason, I did your radio show at the start of December, and you were like, when are people going to panic? If they lose a couple of games, if they lose like four games in December, are people going to panic? And I said, only if those games come all together. And that's exactly what's happened. And I think that, like, increasingly it's like, well, they can't hang with the top teams. But I don't think that's true. I mean, I think that they did build themselves a cushion, and as long as they don't internally let themselves think too much about the fact that these losses have all happened in a row and that they haven't won a game in quite a while now, as long as they don't get too much in their heads about that, I think they'll be able to come out of it and be able to use the fact that they started at such a great rate. They started with so many wins to their advantage.
It might sound weird, Tanya. Again, this is Ryan Hollins, Jason McIntyre on the Dan Patrick Show. Tanya, it might sound weird to ask all these Laker questions when the Clippers are apparently the favorites to win the title, but I have one more Laker question. Does Frank Vogel know what his best closing lineup is yet? I know they've had some injuries, right? Kuzma's been in and out. Avery Bradley's been hurt. But do you think he knows who his best five are? And if so, who are they?
I think he's flexible with it. I don't think that what they did last night is going to be what they do for the rest of every game. I mean, that was one of the questions that we asked, like, why was this your closing unit? And he said it's just kind of based on feel game to game. I mean, he did some different things with the lineup last night. Mm-hmm. He brought the starters back a little earlier than he normally does in the second quarter. And there's a matter of managing. I mean, Kyle Kuzma is still coming back from his injury, and this is his best game since he returned. So, you know, they're figuring out what exactly he can do when he's healthy. They're figuring out how to manage Avery Bradley and KCP, who have similar skill sets, and KCP played great while Avery was hurt, and, you know, they didn't want Avery to lose his starting job because of an injury, so they gave it back to him. But, you know, I think they're still figuring out how to manage all of those things. And then on top of that, now they're going to have to figure out, you know, how they can survive when they have to give their stars a little bit of rest. So I think that's all still a work in progress.
Tanya, many others, definitely including myself, were critical of the job that Frank Vogel would actually be able to do as head coach of the Lakers, and he's been nothing short of amazing. Tanya, how has he done it? How has he been able to get these guys to gel so well this early?
Yeah, well, I wrote a story about this last week and I talked to a bunch of his front of the bench assistants. I talked to several players, former players. And what I learned was that Frank is very good at sort of adapting to the people that he has. And that's something that he learned when he was in Indiana. He's very transparent with the players. They always know where they stand, and he takes their feedback. And I think those things are really important to the players, and they've allowed them to really put some trust in Frank and give him a little bit of leeway on certain different things. You know, there are two things that he has to manage. He has to manage the stars, and he has to manage the role players. And he's been able to keep the role players happy by just being honest with them and letting them know, hey, this is how much we're going to use you. This is what your role will be tonight. We're going to go with this other guy, that kind of thing. And players really respect that. And then with the stars, he's managed to really take their opinions into consideration and react to them, and they have really appreciated that. So he's done a really good job of creating this, like, collaborative spirit among his players and among his coaches that I think has really helped the harmony and should help them get through this patch of games where they're you know, going through a little bit of a rough patch.
Is there any situation in particular you can think of or player in which he kind of reached out or helped a guy that you mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of different guys have sort of described this. Like Miles Turner in Indiana talked to me about how Frank helped his confidence so much because he's always kind of be in his ear and tell him what he could be. Troy Daniels is a guy who doesn't play very much. And, you know, all players believe in their own ability, and Troy does too. But what Troy told me was it helps so much when your head coach comes to you and says, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with this guy. And like Troy used the phrase, he said, it makes you feel like part of the team. Because if the coach is just ignoring you and not explaining it to you, he said that he's had coaches in the past that he was scared to talk to or that he didn't know if he could ask them anything and they just wouldn't tell him what they were thinking. And that made him feel very disconnected with the team. So that's one example I can think of.
Great stuff, Tania. You can follow her on Twitter at Tania Ganguli, G-A-N-G-U-L-I. Tania, enjoy the Lakers and hope you had a happy holiday. Maybe I'll see you Sunday for Luka Doncic versus Anthony Davis. I assume you're going to be there. We don't know if LeBron's playing, though, right?
We don't know.
Yeah, he might miss some time. All right, great stuff as usual, Tania. Thanks a lot. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Great stuff, Tania.
All right, coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show, we wrap up the show. I don't know. Maybe we'll do Ryan Hollins really loved Yes, No. We may run that back. Listen, it's a can't miss radio segment. Another one here on the Dan Patrick Show. He's Ryan Hollins. I'm Jason McIntyre, in for Dan Patrick.
Okay, this is just a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company that has been offering you great rates and great service for 75 years, it's GEICO. I've been using them for a long time myself. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. No recordings. The company, GEICO. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers, but I've been a fan and a customer of GEICO for a long time. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Real fun show today. He's Ryan Hollins. I'm Jason McIntyre, in for Dan Patrick. Dan taking the day off after Christmas. Ryan and I stay grinding. In sports, information is vital, and it's no different when you're shopping for a car. That's why True Car shows you what other people paid for your car. So when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell your next car, visit True Car. All right, so Ryan Hollins, we had so much fun with the yes-no segment earlier. I'm going to hit you with a couple more.
I felt like that was the setup segment. Like, you're like, yes-no, no explanation. Yes, go ahead, roll with it, bro. Let's go.
Yeah, we didn't prep for this at all. yes-no, are teams better when Kyrie Irving is injured and out or just leaves the team in general? Yes or no?
They are better.
Yeah! That. I'm sorry to Kyrie. I'm a big Kyrie fan, Ryan Hollins. I bought a Kyrie Cavs jersey, a burnt orange one back in the day. He demanded a trade away from LeBron. Cavs still got to the finals without him. Goes to the Celtics, gets injured. Celtics get to game 7 of the conference finals without Kyrie. He leaves. They're even better this year. Brooklyn Nets, They're better when he's hurt now. What's going on? Explain this to the Dan Patrick audience.
I play with Kyrie. He's a great guy, so all that locker room cancer stuff needs to go. He's not a bad person. Never seen anything like that. But what's tough for Kyrie is he has a level of talent that is so high, he's got Kobe Bryant problems. What do I mean when I say Kobe Bryant problems? He got Kobe Bryant problems in the sense that he's so talented that when he looks at teammates, he kind of expects the same. Mm. Well, why can't you go get 30? Why can't you go get 40? Jason Tatum, why can't you go get 40 or
Joe Harris?
Rebounds? Yeah, Joe Harris, go. Yeah, yeah. Here's the ball, Joe Harris. Go get a bucket. Well, it doesn't work like that. Offensively, particularly in the Nets system, Coach Atkins always expects his guards to play downhill. What do I mean? They attack the basket, and then they kick out for open threes, and they play more of a penetrate kick game off the pick and roll. Attack, kick, attack, kick. When Kyrie has the basketball in hands, he'll play a lot of east and west, a lot of east and west basketball, which doesn't promote a lot of teammates. It's hard for me to get you a shot because I don't necessarily get you open not attacking the rim. The defender, your man, doesn't need to help, in which I can't kick the basketball to you. And when I give you the basketball, us regular players in the NBA need a little more assistance. We need some space, Kyrie. I'll also throw this to you. The one thing that Kyrie kicked himself on, the biggest mistake that he made, is not joining the Lakers. He completely.
Did the Lakers want him?
Oh, yeah. That was there were expectations
even
there for him to join the Lakers.
Even though he left LeBron in Cleveland, said, I can't deal with this, get me out of here. You think he wanted to play with LeBron?
Well, he knew that LeBron was getting ready to leave. So he made the smart move and said, I'm not going to be stuck in Cleveland alone.
Right. Okay.
When he first came to Cleveland, it was him, Ryan Hollins, and Antoine Jameson, and things didn't work out. Anderson Varejao and Anthony Parker, okay? Kyrie remembers post-LeBron what it looked like in Cleveland. Ultimately, he underestimated how great of a fit that he and LeBron were. When I look at that, the synergy between he and LeBron, they would switch off being Batman and Robin. How? There are moments where Kyrie hit the big shot, the go-ahead bucket in the finals. And there's also moments where LeBron James would put up monster stat lines and own the series. There are plays that LeBron makes that gets other guys open. So those two complemented each other so well that Kyrie took it for granted. Kyrie is not a natural point guard. He's more of a two. Mm-hmm. Can he play point? Can he make every pass? Heck yeah, I played with him. The guy's an amazing passer. And LeBron James, where he's more of a natural point guard, at points he will struggle to score. Kyrie has more of a go-to move or can go out and create and get his own shot. That's the one knock if we want to point to LeBron James that he doesn't have. Kyrie Irving should have been a Laker. He should have been a Laker. He should have put things aside.
I don't know
aside.
If this team would be as good as the Anthony Davis version if they had Kyrie. But I
could have had them both.
That might be the best take Ryan Hollins has had because I'm looking at my notes and I agree with every ounce of it. Here's a fun fact. Brooklyn Nets with Kyrie 4-7, without him 12-6. I'm betting on them tonight, by the way, -8 against the New York Knicks.
Oh, wow.
Knicks are terrible.
You're going, yeah, wow.
And also, Kyrie Irving, second most shots per game in the league. 22 shots per game. Now, Bradley Beal's right there with 22, but the Wizards have nobody. Trae Young, 21. They got nobody. Harden leads the league with 24. They got nobody. All right, next up in yes, no. Should Luka Doncic play tonight? He's only missed four games off what looked like a bad ankle injury. I do wonder if he's thinking about the MVP race because I think he's in it. 20 years old. Dallas is fifth in the West. Should Luka Doncic rush back and play?
For one, I've got to know the severity of the injury. But because you used the word rush, I would assume that he still is injured. That's how we'll grade the question.
He's listed questionable.
So, no, I would not rush back. But if he doesn't have any swelling, he's good. I played in Dallas. I'm familiar with the training staff there, top-notch. He should come back and play if he can. But if not, there's actually no rush. He's put himself, Jason, in a place where he's not just a franchise. He's game-changing. You don't see players like this. I have never seen a rookie in my entire career that I've ever seen or remember that was as skilled as Luka Doncic. He played in the Spanish league. I was in the Spanish league at the time when Luka played.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Luka was a man amongst boys.
And he was like 16, right?
Absolutely, man. And the one thing about Luka is, in playing in the Spanish league, he got taught basketball and reads and how to play, how to go right, how to go left. So, for instance, if you're playing a team in the Spanish league and they know you're not as good going to your left hand, you will have a guy who's subpar, but guess what? Your whole game, he's going to force you to drive to your left hand and score a basket. So all these weaknesses in your game go away. He learns team basketball. When you watch the Dallas Mavericks, they play a almost NBA European style of basketball where each of their bigs pops out and shoots threes and rolls to the rim.
Porzingis.
So now
that's a great point.
They'll almost pick on a five-man, and your center will have to guard on the three-point line, and your power forward will have to guard a guy diving to the basket. So they've got these interchangeable bigs, and Luka just picks you apart because you can't go under the screens. The guy shoots a step back just behind James Harden. James Harden and Luka, best step backs in the league right now, and he'll shoot it from 27 feet. So Luka Doncic has been nothing short of amazing, literally, and we're seeing something that we may never see again.
Yeah, I think he's in the mix as a second-year 20-year-old guy to win the MVP award. All right, finally, Zion Williamson. He hasn't played yet this season. And he's now saying, hey, if it were up to me, I'd be playing. Should Zion punt the year the way Ben Simmons did, the way Blake Griffin did, the way I think Joel Embiid did, and not rush back? The Pelicans, by the way, are a flaming dumpster fire despite the win last night. They are 9-23.
Zion Williamson has to sit out the year.
Ooh!
His body is not ready physically. The knee has question marks. A minor surgery or tweak could derail this kid's entire career. I played with Blake Griffin. I've watched Ben Simmons. I see Joel Embiid, who sat out almost 2 years.
Yeah.
What you did in high school, Zion, what you did in college, does not work in an 82-game rigor in season. He literally has to sit out and get acclimated. He is too important to the Pelicans, to the NBA.
To the NBA, yes.
Exactly.
Wow.
To not play.
This segment
basically
led to a lot of agreement between me and Ryan Hollins. But let's end on a disagreement real quick. We don't have too much time.
LeBron's go-to move?
Should the Sixers build around Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid?
When I look for the long haul, I would actually build around Simmons.
Yes.
Because I don't know the health of Embiid, even though Embiid is 15 times the player that Simmons is.
15? Stop
15,
it.
15-1-5.
Great show.
Whoa.
Today. Ryan Hollins.
Whoa, we're hot for Doug Gottlieb. We're coming in hot.
You can follow Ryan Hollins on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow me on both of those. Although Ryan said he doesn't get Twitter. I don't know. I love Instagram right now. I'm partial to it.
You love to watch it, or you love to post?
I just like it more. Twitter's just so, everybody's so angry.
How old are you, Jason?
I am 30 seconds. Oh, no, we have 30 seconds left. I almost said that's what my age is. I don't talk about that in public.
You're like ethnically and ageally ambiguous. Like, you could be 20 or 50. Nobody knows.
Benjamin Button's up in this mug.
How old are you?
Ryan, that was fun. That was the
first show. You're not going to answer?
I'm not going to answer that on air.
Oh, my gosh.
The first show we've ever done together. If you come back tomorrow,
like
enjoy
a pop star.
Everybody will have a happy, safe holiday. We'll talk to you later.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastone.study, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcastone.study, and as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.